VA defines the backlog as being made up of any claim that's been pending for 125 days or longer. The department's statistics show that as of this week, there are nearly 630,000 claims in that category. VA says the number will be zero by 2015, but for now, the numbers are headed in the wrong direction. The current backlog includes 30,000 more cases than it did a year ago. Congressman Jeff Miller, the chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, is not pleased.
There are many people, including myself, who are losing patience as we continue to hear the same excuses from VA about increased workload and increased complexity of claims. However, VA's demonstrated history shows its inability or refusal to forecast problems and anticipate its needs, and the only people paying a price for the failure of VA are the veterans. The time for excuses is over.
VA says it's not making excuses. Rather, it's implementing a transformation plan in its benefits administration designed to overhaul its processes, technology, and training so that it can increase the quality and quantity of the claims it processes. It's now able to handle a record 1 million claims a year. But members of Congress zeroed in yesterday on figures that appeared to show that despite an influx of new employees in the Veterans Benefits Administration, the number of cases handled per person is declining. Kevin McCarthy is the House Majority Whip.
The data that I have, in 1997, we were doing 136 claims per field employee. Today, that number is 73.
Allison Hickey, VA's Undersecretary for Benefits, says those numbers may be true on their face, but they don't tell the whole story. She says raw output is not all that matters.
In 1997, I was potentially doing more claims per FTE, but I was also at 59% quality. Not something anyone on this committee wants me to ever go back to again. Not something our VSOs want me to ever go back to again. And last year, even doing a million claims, we actually increased our quality by almost 4 percentage points.
And while VA has promised for years to eliminate the disability backlog, Hickey says its pledge to pull it off by 2015 is realistic.
I'm convinced because I've just seen us do it in the long-term solution for our education claims, where we are now doing 95% of our work in less than 6 days. That tells me if you can take, with some automation in the system, you can take and break that work down better. If you can change the processes to do that better, then you can achieve a fundamental growth. February last year, I had 200,000 education claims in inventory, and y'all were talking to me about that, and you needed to be. Today, I have 43,000 claims in the inventory for education claims for the spring semester.
Hickey says VA is now taking major steps it's never taken before to speed up the claims process. As in the area of education claims, she says technology will be a major contributor to changing the trajectory of the backlog. VA is in the process right now of deploying its paperless Veterans Benefits Management System to its field offices throughout the country.
I will tell you, historically, we have never had a paperless IT system before. We have never been in a segmented lane process where we have an express lane where if you're a veteran with one or two medical issues, it's kind of like going to the grocery store on Sunday. You just want a carton of eggs. You don't want to get behind me who shops once a month and I have two cartload fulls. So we have a lane now where 30% of our claims can go through in a much faster process. I've measured that. You can take 100 days off those claims. This month, all our regional offices will be in that new segmented lane model 9 months ahead of schedule. Why? Because I saw an increase of about 10% rate of production because we were in those different lane models. And by the way, from a people perspective, I can now target really complex claims to people who have lots of deep experience in those claims in that special operations lane we have.
Those segmented lanes will be assisted by VBMS, Hickey says. It's deployed to 25 regional offices so far, and the department plans to have it installed nationwide by the end of the year. Like the VA's system for education benefits, it will use a rules-based architecture to automate much of the work that employees have, up until now, had to do on paper and from memory. In combination with VA's e-benefits website for veterans, she says it will extend that more efficient electronic process down to the individual veteran, in some cases eliminating the use of paper entirely.
They can today go online like you all do your taxes online with TurboTax. Today they can go online, they can file a claim. It doesn't make them type it in a form even anymore. It's a question-answer kind of thing where they get all the information online. They can now today upload their own medical evidence. Don't even have to ship off the paper to us anymore. That goes directly into our new paperless IT system. Rather than they don't have to get in a car to deliver it, they don't have to get in a car to go to a public contact center to find out what the status of it is. It comes right back to eBenefits and tells them on that eBenefits site, what's the status of their claim? What stage is it in? What do we need still from them that we don't have in the evidence that they've provided? We've also created the stakeholder enterprise portal, because I'm going nowhere in this transformation without the support and help of our veteran service organizations. We have to have them in this process. So we have built a stakeholder enterprise portal that mirrors eBenefits, that allows our VSOs to file those claims on behalf of people that they hold the power of attorney for. And then they can upload the evidence, and I never get the paper in the door.
Hickey says VA's taken other steps to reduce one of the biggest bottlenecks in the claims process, the gathering of medical evidence and other data from other federal agencies. She says VA has just signed what she calls game-changing information sharing agreements with the Internal Revenue Service and the Social Security Administration.
Many of the claims that we have to do require information Social Security or IRS has that we had in the past only gotten on an annual basis and never with a 3-year back look, which is what we're required to do for a decision in those cases. What I have now agreement, and I totally appreciate the leadership at both of those two agencies, I'm going to get that weekly now. That fundamentally changes that piece of the evidence hunt.
And with regard to medical histories, since the vast majority of the records VA needs to adjudicate a disability claim is held by the Defense Department, Hickey says DOD has agreed for the first time to provide a verified, complete package of medical records when a service member is discharged from one of the military services.
DOD has now given me an agreement, signed the Memorandum of Understanding, are stepping out forward. They've stood up cells in the Army and the Air Force, and the Navy is doing it a slightly different way, but they're doing it, where they are going out and not only gathering all the medical records, but they are now going out and getting what they've never had in the medical record in the past, which is the TRICARE records, which is the contract medical records. They're pulling it all together. They're certifying to me that they have all the medical evidence in that record, and they're signing their name on it, and they're giving it to me so that I don't have to go back and keep doing what I have. I have to exhaustively look for something that we don't own and never owned in the beginning.
Despite VA's optimism about meeting the 2015 target for eliminating the claims backlog, lawmakers are almost universally skeptical. Even if technology and process improvements allow the department to move claims more quickly, Michael Michaud, the House Veterans Committee's ranking member, says they would have to move a lot faster to meet the goal.
It would require the VA to complete approximately 3.4 million claims in 2.5 years. To accomplish this goal, the VA must start averaging the completion of approximately 1.36 million claims a year. That's a 33% increase in productivity. In my mind, the math doesn't add up, and I'm not sure how we're going to get there by 2015. I also questioned whether the VA is being upfront with Congress about its challenges. In particular, does VBA have enough employees to get the job done? I'm not convinced that it does.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.